Hello, it's Monday, the 20th of July, and this is Israel in 10, the Misgav Daily Brief. I'm Laura Sellier. Israel and the region is braced for an escalation in the war with Iran after the United States confirmed a third service member had been killed in this latest round of fighting. Today, Misgav's senior fellow, Professor Kobi Michael, explains why the region is at a fragile moment where a carefully controlled escalation could quickly spiral out of control. Hear our conversation in a moment, but first the latest. The United States has carried out a ninth consecutive night of strikes on Iran, targeting military command centers, missile and drone launch sites and air defense systems as it seeks to stop Tehran from attacking commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran claimed it had disabled two oil tankers, launching fresh attacks on U.S. military positions in Jordan and Kuwait. Oil prices have climbed above $90 a barrel amid fears of further disruption to one of the world's most important energy routes. Well, earlier, the U.S. confirmed the death of another American service member who was killed in northern Iraq during the controlled detonation of a downed Iranian attack drone. It brings the number of US military personnel killed in the conflict to 17, with more than 420 wounded. The US embassy in Bahrain has warned that Iran could target locations in central Manama, urging American citizens to remain on high alert and seek immediate shelter if missiles or drones were detected. Bahrain says its air defense systems intercepted and destroyed several Iranian missiles and drones on Monday and accused Tehran of deliberately targeting civilian infrastructure. Iran says indirect diplomatic contacts with the US continue through regional mediators. Tehran says new proposals have been passed on to Washington, and there are reports that Iran's interior minister is traveling to Pakistan with a message from President Pezeshkian. Well, the US Secretary of State Marco Rubio says Washington does remain open to diplomacy, but insists Iran must stop attacking commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. And finally, something a little different. Archaeologists in Jerusalem have uncovered massive charred wooden beams, which are believed to date to the Babylonian destruction of the first temple in 586 BCE. The remarkably well-preserved beams discovered in the city of David are thought to have collapsed during the destruction of Jerusalem and could allow researchers to date the event with unprecedented precision. The discovery comes just days before Tisha B'Av, when Jews commemorate the destruction of the first and second temples. Before we get to today's conversation, a reminder, you can sponsor Israel in 10. Just drop us a line at misgavdailybrief@gmail.com. Now here's Professor Kobi Michael. So by all accounts, President Trump is poised to escalate attacks against Iran. We're talking about civilian infrastructure rather than just military targets. Where does Israel stand in all of this?
Israel very cautiously looks at the developments, hoping that President Trump will reach to the sober conclusion that Iran is not a partner, that water will not come out of this rock, and the negotiations are doomed to fail. And therefore, there is a need to collapse this regime. This is the only option that exists, or at least to weaken the degree in a very severe manner that will enable the Iranian people to topple it, and will not enable this regime to continue blackmailing the entire world by controlling the Strait of Hormuz, supporting its proxies all over the broader Middle East, and by hitting and bombing and attacking its neighbors all around the Gulf. And Israel understands that it might be part of this change if it will take place, in the sense that the Iranians will decide to attack Israel in order to drag Israel to the war, believing that by dragging Israel to the war, they will achieve at least two objectives. Increase the pressure on President Trump, because all of those in the United States who oppose the war will say once again that President Trump is dragged to a war, even if it goes against its own interests. And the second objective will be that it will weaken dramatically the coalition that President Trump tries to build with the Gulf countries, because the Gulf countries will find themselves in a very embarrassing situation where they are fighting together with Israel the war of so-called the war of Israel. This is something that reminds us the first Iraqi war in 91, when President Bush succeeded to build a very broad coalition, and he forced, in this way or another, Prime Minister Shamir not to join and not to affiliate to the Iraqi attacks on Israel, in order to assure that this coalition will be able to continue functioning. As far as I understand, the Iranian response when it comes to their retaliation to the American attacks, they crossed several red lines when they attack not only American bases that are located in the Arab countries, in the Gulf countries. They began attacking and bombing the delineation facilities, which are so crucial.
Civilian infrastructure, right, for the Gulf Arab states.
Gulf countries, I mean, they cannot live without these facilities. They will have no water. The Iranians take upon themselves a very big risk, and I think that they believe that this is a very calculated risk. It means that they still believe that they are with the upper hand. They still believe that President Trump will do the utmost efforts to keep the negotiation alive, and they believe that they are able to continue pressuring President Trump to reach their objectives.
So would you say regime change is now the stated goal of both the Israelis and the Americans?
Not yet. I think that President Trump, maybe personally, President Trump is there, but politically he's not there. He has a very substantial, very meaningful opposition. First of all, he's vice president, okay, Vance, but not only him. All the Democratic Party and the very big part of the Republicans and the American public, generally speaking, all of them are against the war. President Trump is under tremendous pressure at home and abroad.
Polls show this war is deeply unpopular with American voters, so it's a tough sell, isn't it?
He's still not succeeding even, you know, to recruit or to bring NATO to help him in the marine blockade on the Strait of Hormuz, or to join him. So he's pretty alone, and there are the elections, okay, in the horizon. Maybe he still believes that he will be able to force the Iranians to return to the negotiation table under his conditions by continue attacking them, but, you know, keeping it as limited attacks. Eventually, the Iranians and the Americans together are playing a sort of a game when they negotiate under fire and by fire. The fire, the attacks, the kinetic dimension is part of the negotiation. Basically, it contradicts the idea of negotiation, okay? But eventually, on the ground, it is a component of the negotiation. It's a bizarre phenomenon, but this is the phenomenon that we are facing.
On the issue of political considerations, we're headed towards an election here in Israel, of course. Is that going to play a role? Do you think that will that affect strategy?
I'm not sure about it. I'm not a political analyst, but as far as I understand the political situation here in the domestic arena, this is not going to be an issue, or at least not the issue, okay? October 7th is an issue, but the domestic affairs are much more critical issues, and mainly the tensions with the ultra-Orthodox, they are much more meaningful than Iran. Because there is a very broad consensus among the Israeli public with regard to the question what should be done with Iran. Almost 60% of the entire Israeli public to continue the war against Iran. Okay, and to continue until...
Which is kind of the mirror opposite of the United States.
Yes, of course, because the United States is not under an existential threat from the Iranian side. They don't live here in the neighborhood, and they didn't have the trauma of October 7th, and they don't have terror armies along their borders, not with Mexico, neither with Canada. So the situation is pretty different.
So you expect to see a major escalation in the next few days?
I think that the probability is higher. The problem is that even if you don't have an intentions, okay, to escalate it to the end, it might escalate to there, because you are going to lose your control over the dynamic that will be developed because of the so-called control escalation, okay? An Iranian attack that will cause not two or three deaths of American soldiers, but 100 deaths, okay, or even some dozens, in order to bring the United States to retaliate very aggressively, and then to bring the Iranian regime to retaliate very aggressively, and then you lost control over the so-called controlled escalation. So the dynamic is very, very fragile, very sensitive, and I'm not sure that both sides are able to control it very effectively.
That's it. That's your Israel in 10. Thanks for watching or listening, and please do subscribe using the link below. Goodbye.